and just find the name of the show and the date.
It's not for the love of the money.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Global Natural Foods, importers and distributors of healthful ingredients to the food and beverage industries.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at WJFFradio.org. It's 3:01, and it's about 80 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville. The forecast for tonight is partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms after midnight. A chance of rain is only 30%, and tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning and partly sunny. A chance of rain tomorrow, 40%. Stay tuned. Coming up here on WJFF for the Open House.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Fat Lady Cafe, lunch and dinner on the waterfront in Conneaugh Lake, New York.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to WJFF's Open House. Once every month, on the first Saturday of every month, we are fortunate enough to have some live energy here in our broadcast studios. And today we have three of our local musicians, and they have come together here to play live for you in the studio today. We have members of a band that they've been calling 3 o'clock Potluck. We've got Katie Maloney and Stephen Faubel. Say hi, guys.
Hey,
try that again.
Hey.
Hi,
all right,
everybody.
And then we have another musician, a Richard Travis, and his band is called Richard and the Mandatory Parade. Say something to us, Richard.
Hi, everyone. I love you.
Aww. And so, you know, if you put 3 o'clock Potluck together with the Mandatory Parade, you come up with 3 o'clock Parade. So we're going to feature them.
It's 3 o'clock.
And it happens to be 3:02. So timely. These are three singer-songwriters who are going to be playing live in the studio. And before we actually talk with them a little bit about who they are and their lives as musicians, why don't we go ahead and get started with a song? What would you like to start with for us?
We're going to do a little chronological order for you, and we're going to start with a song I wrote called Home.
All right, so this is a song that Stephen Faubel wrote, and he's accompanied by Katie Maloney and Richard Travis. Okay, it'll take just a second for us to get our mics in place.
Yeah, I wrote this coming home from a trip out in California, and it was just one of those feelings like, man, there's no other place I want to be. So I hope you like it. I'm weary of traveling, seeing every place I've been, waiting for the trail to end. But first I'm gonna see a friend, wandering through empty streets without sleep or food to eat. With all the weight upon my feet, I'm slowly stepping to the beat. Going to my home, there's no other place I'd rather go. Of all the places I have seen, there's only one that's calling me. I'm going to my home. I'm going to my home, to my home. taking every car and train. Barely almost missed my plane. I left cause it was getting strange. Not ready for my life to change. Girl that I've fallen for, somewhere halfway around the world, staring at a waning moon, hoping that she'll come back soon. Going to my home, there's no other place I'd rather go. Of all the places I have seen, there's only one that's calling me. I'm going to my home. I'm going to my home, to my home. Sitting on the bus again. Think about the place I've been. Seems like some forgotten dream slipping from my memory. All the faces fill my mind, every smile and every sigh, every truth and every lie I believed but couldn't buy. Going to my home, there's no other place I'd rather go. Of all the places I have seen, there's only one that's calling me. I'm going to my home. I'm going to my home, to my home, to my home.
Wow, thank you, Stephen. What a beautiful song. You know, everyone knows what that feels like, going to my home. Really beautifully written.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. So, you know, you were telling me that when you wrote that song that you had been on tour and that sure enough you wanted to come home. When did you write that song?
Well, I was out west traveling around with this kind of crazy group. You know, they had their own spiritual agenda, but I was playing piano for them. And they kind of wanted me to stay and were trying to, like, give me the whole ordeal, like, you know, drop your life and come with us. And I was just like, you know, something's just telling me no. I just want to go back to the woods in Pennsylvania and do my thing, you know. But the song came to me as it was, I got back in New York City and I'm sitting on the bus and like all of a sudden, like the whole song just popped in my head.
Wow.
And then when I got back to my house, I just picked up the guitar and it was like one of those songs. It just came out of me. So.
You know, I can't help but notice, Stephen is sitting here in our studios with his beautiful classical guitar and he's got a notebook in front of him with all of his song lyrics in it. You know, it's interesting when you write a song and you have to remember how it goes. You know what I mean? I mean, what's it like when you write a song and it's a year old and you have to pull it out again, you know?
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things. It's like anything. If you don't keep doing it, it gets a little rusty.
Yeah.
You know, words for me are the hardest thing to remember. I can remember music like nothing.
Well,
it stays in my head, but the words come and go.
You know, I've had a chance to hear Stephen play in a few different ways. He's really a multifaceted musician. If you're ever in Calicoon, at the Cafe Divine in Calicoon, occasionally they have jam sessions down there. And this is where I actually got to hear each of these musicians for the first time. You know, and I was so impressed with the type of music that you play. But in addition to your abilities as a songwriter and a guitar player, Stephen is also a first-class pianist. I have seen him in a classical concert recital accompanying an oboe player with the music of Saint-Saëns. I have seen him with an electric band, you know, playing like Stevie Wonder. And then today, another side of Stephen, which I've never really seen before, you know, that intimacy of the songwriter. And I'm so grateful for you guys to share this with us. And I hope that out there in Radio Catskill Land, you know, you appreciate the energy coming out of the studio here, because we have such talent in front of us. And it's incredible to see these artists. These are all local musicians. So in the journey of life, Katie and Stephen, they've told me that they recently traveled to Hawaii together. What was that like?
Well, it was great.
It was great. All right.
We actually have another song that we'd love to play for you that we call The Plight of the Vagabond, which is kind of about how, as much as you love home, you are constantly called back to traveling. And Steve and I wrote this together. It may have even been the first song we ever wrote together. After he came back from this tour, and right before we decided to go to Hawaii.
So we started out the first song, you know, The Desire to Come Back Home. And for Steve and I believe that's the Honesdale area of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And then we've got Katie and Steven talking about, oh my God, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. Like, I had this urge to be home. And then once we were home, we were like, what are we doing here?
Wait a minute, back to the road. Well, I've never been to Hawaii, but it's such a spectacularly beautiful place. So you've composed a few songs while you were actually in Hawaii. If you sing the next song for us, Vagabond, and then after that, would you sing the song for us that you wrote when you finally got to Hawaii?
We can do
sure.
that.
Sure. Yeah.
And let's see, according to this list I've got in front of me, I never knew. So that song you wrote after you actually arrived in Hawaii, and who wrote the lyrics and who wrote the music?
Well, that one was actually done by me and another friend of ours, Kelly. So what you want us to do, maybe one that me and Katie wrote when we got to Hawaii? Would that work better?
That sounds fine to me. It's,
all
you
right,
know.
You want to do, what else is up there?
Universe.
No, we'll do the Universe. That's okay. Actually the first one we wrote.
That was the first one from Hawaii, but Kelly is also, you know, joined us in 3 o'clock potluck. And
yeah, she's part of the
yeah.
crew.
Yeah, so. All right, well, 3 o'clock parade
today. Yeah.
And we've got the talented Richard Travis. He's playing slide guitar on these songs accompanying Stephen and Katie.
He's ready for anything.
So we're going to be hearing Vagabond and then Universe. And these songs were written by Stephen Falvel and Katie Maloney. 3 o'clock parade. Okay, here we go. Just a second.
Is that bit?
It's fine. Yeah.
See him
all
right?
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Destination further than what lies beneath my feet. The road I love, the truth in all you teach, and the smell of muddy rivers is the language
that I speak.
The road. Memory. The road.
This is the first one we wrote in Hawaii, and I'll say a little bit like where the first line popped in my head. So we went to Hawaii, and Katie had been there before, and so she brought me to this place that she had stayed called Cinderland, which is an eco village out on the east coast of the island in the rainforest in the Puna district. And here I was, you know, far from my home on the other side of the world, and all this, and we're in there, and you know, this guy Adam just cooked these amazing meals every night in the communal kitchen that was there. And, you know, he's making this meal, and all of a sudden I realized, you know what, the universe is your resting place. And it was like this, like, you know, this thing that just came in my head. I'm like, the universe is your resting place. I went over to Kate, I said, the universe is your resting place. I'm like, and then we just wrote a song right there.
I found it to be like a little bit cute, but it grew
on
me.
Like a little cheesy, you know.
But, you know, we love Bob Dylan, so.
Yeah, it's kind of Bob Dylan-esque, and just, you know, we kind of did our thing with it. So, anyway, that's the story behind it. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
The universe is your resting place, where your body and soul can be embraced. Throw your mind right in through outer space, every step you take be filled with grace, let your fears and worries be erased. Let me look upon your face, cause there ain't no time to waste, cause there ain't no time to waste. You and I, we freely collide over the sea. Inside, holding the hope the sun will rise. So let me look into your eyes, cause there ain't nothing to hide, cause there ain't nothing to hide. Your bliss is just a kiss away. Once you step outside to play, surrender and live for today, and remember there's no price to pay to live in paradise every day.
right. Okay, live here from WJFF Radio Catskill. Welcome to the open house. My name is Kathy Geary, and that song was written by Stephen Fowell and Katie Maloney, and that song was called Universe. And their friend Richard Travis is here with us. He was playing slide guitar on that song. Well, I hope you're enjoying our live from the studio today. I wish you could be here to see these people. They're all so handsome. They're beautiful people. And the thing that's kind of interesting for me is Katie and Stephen both have nylon string guitars. You know what I mean? It's interesting when you know the vast variety of guitars that are available out there. But they're both playing. Katie has a really, really beautiful Martin, but it's a very small guitar.
Made to fit in overhead luggage.
I was wondering about that, you know. So it's a travel guitar.
It is, but, you know, the humidity in Hawaii didn't do very good to it.
Oh, well, you know, it doesn't sound like the humidity in Hawaii did too much,
well,
bad for you.
Steve at Steve's Music, he tuned it up for me, or rather had someone deal with it because it was getting a little bit of belly bulge. But
so, Katie, when did you start to write songs? Have you been writing songs very long?
Well, you know, as a kid I wrote poetry often, but I'm not really... I haven't been writing songs very long, I guess.
Was it collaborating with other people that kind of brought you to songwriting?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, all right. Well, you guys really sound good together. It sounds like you wrote that song together.
Yeah.
It's really something. It's really something.
The harmonies, I don't know if you can hear it, but we switch back and forth where I'm sometimes on the higher harmony and she's lower, and then she's higher and then I'm lower. And so, you know, we played with that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
All right, so when you were in Hawaii, apparently you really, you know, were inspired, and you wrote quite a few songs while you were there.
You know, we didn't write as many as you would have thought, because we were there for quite some time, and we were just too busy drinking coconuts.
and all that fabulous cooking. It sounds like you were really in paradise, the eco village.
Yeah.
And the rainforest in Hawaii.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Well, you know, the thing about WJFF that I've always loved is the fact that this is a hydro-powered radio station.
You know,
and when you think about the eco village and all the progressive movements that are going on, we have our own little progressive movement right here.
Yeah, we all continue to try to practice low-impact living.
Low-impact living.
And I learned a lot from the eco villages that I visited in Hawaii and elsewhere that I'm actually trying to implement in my everyday life here, too.
Well, you know, a lot of the things you said in that last song reflected some of that. You know, you don't have to pay to be in paradise every day.
Yeah.
That the abundance of the universe, it's a beautiful sentiment, really beautiful sentiment.
We have another song.
You have another song. They have another song.
Well, that we wrote while we were at the Eco Village. I mean, do we need to take a break, or can we keep going?
Oh, I think that, you know, that we can just keep going,
right,
because
cool.
This is your time here.
Well, this song, this next one is all another one that we wrote at this Eco Village. And this was another one of those ideas, like I'm sitting there one day.
And all of a sudden.
And all of a sudden it hit me, and I say, we're living in a coconut culture.
A coconut culture.
Like, because in Hawaii, everything is coconuts. I mean, it's coconut
Well, I can't.
Milk,
I think of those little
water, those
bikinis that women wear where they have two coconut shells on. You know, I mean,
like,
we've all seen that one.
Like, there's coconut oil. You know, you're
coconut
putting on your
oil.
Skin coconut. And that you're cooking with coconuts that you're drinking and eating. And it's just, it's almost a way of life.
You start
to
smell like a coconut after a while.
The freshness of it. You know, we can't get tropical fruits right off the tree, you know. And
well, you know, when we're done with this, we can talk a little bit about how you brought some of that culture back with you, you know, and how you might, you know, how that might show up in your everyday life now that you've gotten back home. So this song is called Coconut Culture, and this is another composition by Fowell and Maloney. live here at our studios, WJFF.
Yeah, if you want
open
to join
house.
Us on the drum, this would be good.
All right, well, if you hear something in the background, it's just me.
Cardinal on a machete flies away, leaving handle shaking, blade lodging coconut block, fleeing the scene, a shower without steam, flame I cannot leave, who knows the future's unseen, I only know what I believe, which is I gotta go where I please, I am is beyond me. We're rediscovering how to be in a coconut culture. Coconut culture. In a coconut culture. Coconut culture.
To be gypsy queen and rise up like a banyan tree.
But who I am is beyond me. I'm rediscovering how to be in a coconut culture. Coconut culture.
I'm living in a jungle.
Coconut culture.
Coconut.
Down by the sea. Collectively conscious, green communally. Chilling underneath the canopy of the coconut tree, providing everything, nourishing the mind, rejuvenate the skin, go back to the room where everyone begins, sharing the fruit of unity, musical spirituality, nature reality, existing with my family in harmony, but who we are, beyond me, we're rediscovering how to be in a coconut culture.
Cacao and rambutan, Perlenia, jackfruit, lime and sour sap, Liloquoi, pomelo, starfruit and tangelo, pineapple, guava, banana and the mango, the kumquat, and the mama's zapote, the ice cream bean and the durian, and gratitude for the abundant fruits that Mama Gaia
cocoa milk, cocoa water, cocoa meat, cocoa butter, cocoa oil, cocoa soil, cocoa mother, cocoa daughter, cocoa sprout, cocoa bean, cocoa shreddy, dready candy, cocoa custard, cocoa mustard, cocoa dope, soap, hope, cocoa coffee, cocoa conscious, cocoa curry, cocoa word, cocoa climb, cocoa to kind, cocoa mining, cocoa and lime, cocoa rhyming, cocoa time, cocoa shipping, cocoa brain, cocoa foaming, cocoa home, and don't forget the cocoa. Nourishing the mind, rejuvenate the skin, go back to the room where everyone begins, sharing the fruit of unity, musical spirituality, nature's reality, existing with my family in harmony, but who we are is beyond me, we're rediscovering how to be in a cocoa.
Refreshes the skin. That's incredible. What amazing play on words. Oh my God, it feels like we traveled there and we're with you in that experience. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to inspire anyone, you know, to just do their dreams and not be afraid of it, you know? Like, so that's one thing that I'd love to, you know, tell people is that you can just go anywhere you want, and if you're willing to live in a tent and work on land and things like that, there's plenty of ways to do it affordably. And it's also something that I feel that we have to, you know, get in touch with. You know, we have to get in touch with nature, and it feels good to me to learn things like how to grow food and how to survive and,
you know, back to the garden.
And coexist with people.
Back to the
garden. To live in community. Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to learn how to
cope with each other.
And tolerate. Yeah, tolerate. And to harmonize.
And to not feel stuck if you're, you know, in a climate that you're not digging.
Well, you know, it's amazing because, you know, artists, songwriters, like the people that we are so fortunate to have with us today, you know, they have a role in this world. They have a role in this world. They have things they want to say. And I think Katie just put it beautifully. You know, how you can find richness wherever you are. You hear that mentioned in all the songs you've sung so far. You talk about these ideas. And so, you know, living the life of a musician, it's a real pleasure to perform. And the opportunities here in our area, Radio Catskill, there's a lot of places that people have to perform. In fact, I think you guys are playing this evening. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of your upcoming gigs?
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, they've just, you know, these people have just finished singing a song, and so they're kind of like going, whoa, you know, so let's have a little bit of regrouping here.
Tell us. Okay, well, this is Richard here, speaking of Richard in the Mandatory Parade and the 3 o'clock parade as well, and I just want to say me and Katie and maybe the Mandatory Parade, if they get their act together, will come out and play at Haystock tonight in Calicoon, performing, where is that?
It's at the Calicoon Youth Center.
Right there on Creamery Road.
It's a fundraiser for farmers.
Well, you know,
we also have some wonderful other local musicians that we all know through the open mics that we do, one of them being River Edge.
River Edge in Mongop Valley, which is like an absolutely wonderful open mic, the best one around here, totally vibing and flowing. Tuesday and Saturday nights. They're both nights are really good.
If you want to see these people live, you should head on down to the River's Edge on Tuesday or Saturday night, and you just might be lucky enough, maybe you'll get one of their autographs. God knows.
You know,
maybe you get to cut a small piece of their hair, or you could tear their clothes apart and take home souvenirs.
Well, no. And we also want to mention we play at Cafe Divine. I think we're probably going to play
first one of the month.
Yeah, but it's not this month. It's different because of the 4th. I think it's going to be like the 3rd of this month. The 3rd Friday of this month. We're going to have like some crazy get together at Cafe Divine in on Main Street in Calicoon, and you should totally show up there.
And Patty's been nice enough to let us kind of do our jam sessions there and welcome whatever friends we want. And, you know, we're hoping to do that even more often.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. It's really quite an event. I've been there myself. It's a great feeling, that feeling of working together with people in that togetherness you were talking about.
Steven also has a gig tonight, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
Well, after this, if you're familiar with the Holly Silk Mill, it's just been...
Oh, that's in Holly, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, outside of town. It was the old Castle Antiques, and it's been renovated, and it's turned into this multi-dimensional building. Lackawanna College has a floor on the top, and now there's a fitness center. And then I'm not sure exactly how much space, but part of it's been turned into an art gallery, and they're now renting a grand piano for the space. So every Friday they're going to have open house art exhibits and live music.
He keeps tonight, giving me meaningful looks here. So
tonight, you know, tonight like, is wow. the kickoff. Tonight is the opening, and I'm going to be playing some jazz with my friend Bob Wilson at about 5:45. That's just like kind of a casual gig.
And but this is the Silk Mill in Holly, Pennsylvania
Silk
tonight.
Silk Mill in Holly on Route 6, right? I guess it's east of Holly.
It sounds like they've done a lot of progressive things with a really neat space.
There's also some other thing that you're doing tonight.
Oh, I'm gonna plug.
Oh, you know, he's on a roll today. The energy is flowing today.
Yeah, and then I'm also involved with the Ritz Company Playhouse in Holly on Keystone Street, which is an old vaudeville theater that, for those who don't know, was built in the 30s, and for the last 38 years, it's been used for live theater with the Murphy and Gabrielson run by the Murphy and Gabrielson family.
I've heard of some of their productions.
And so tonight we're performing the Broadway musical, recent one, called Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, which is a modernization of the movie that you may have seen with Steve Martin from the 80s. And it's really funny, and the music is all contemporary music, and it's a lot
now,
of
Steve,
fun.
Now, Steve, what are you playing in that performance?
So I'm playing piano for that in the pit band. So,
mm-hmm. So you see, multifaceted musician here.
And Richard and I haven't been able to see much of Steve because he's been really dedicated to rehearsals there.
Night,
but we went to opening night last night and just loved the play. Yeah.
Well, you know, I understand that, Stephen, you're also a music teacher. And you teach piano, and you've taught voice.
And voice and djembe now. whatever.
So it's inspiring, you know, that, you know, you can live the life of an artist, and we've got proof of it right here. So, you know, we have three really talented songwriters with us today. So far, we've heard songs that have been written by Katie and Steven together. We're going to hear a couple more songs from them that they wrote when they were in Hawaii. And then we're going to turn our attention to Richard Travis, and he'll be singing some of his original compositions. A very energetic young man. So, before we completely leave Hawaii behind us in the waves, far away, what have you got? A couple more songs for us from Hawaii.
Well, this one I feel, you know, definitely has that same vibe that we were talking about.
When, oh, how could it not? Yeah.
When it comes to, you know, just the realizations of finding yourself when you're somewhere else and kind of away from distractions, but in tune with the things that do matter a lot, you know?
You can really nature, self-discovery, you know? At those times.
Yeah.
I wrote this one with a friend of ours, Kelly Hyde.
What's this? What's the song called?
It's called I Never Knew.
I never knew.
It's the whole theme is I never knew. I never knew that this could be a way of life and that I would discover this side of myself.
Self-discovery.
Self-discovery. And know thyself. Your own life and
I love this song so much because I was able to watch Steve discover some of this stuff.
Yeah.
So now, what's Kelly's name?
Kelly Hyde.
Kelly Hyde. All right, this song was written by Kelly Hyde and Stephen Falvel. So here we go, 3 o'clock parade, another live performance, live from our studios here in Jeffersonville, WJFF Radio Catskill. So pleased to present an open house, 3 o'clock parade.
Can you see it? Oh, yeah. Okay, ready?
Okay.
I can even move the sword a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, so I can see it too.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, ready?
To the moon. I never knew I'd be so surprised. I never knew I'd see you so soon. I never knew I could live outside the box and still find plenty of stars when I needed them the most. When my feet were soggy and broke.
Yeah.
All right, my friends. Wow. I love the part about rub food on my face. And I'm not going to pay the rent. You know, these are all deep philosophical things we can commit ourselves to in this world. Right. So thank you so much, Katie. Thank you so much, Stephen. Those are beautiful songs. And Kelly Hyde co-wrote that song with Stephen. So, you know, we have Richard Travis is here also with us today. And I have seen this young man perform, and he is quite a ball of energy. Yes, he is. Richard and the Mandatory Parade. Here he is without his typical band, and you have, I believe you've got three songs that you have.
Maybe have two, maybe have four.
Okay, so is that a good spot for you? We're kind of all repositioning here in the studio. Here in the, live from the studio.
I'm fine. I guess I'm going to start with just the way I write songs is basically I just make things up. Oh, okay, I'll sit here.
The way I write songs is I just kind of like freestyle. I make things up and I record myself, and this is I really have no excuse for this song, but I hear
so
this.
You mean you make them up?
I just make them up.
Oh my God. Listen, people, don't try this at home.
No, it's so
you
dangerous.
Know, only professionals, only professionals.
Only professionals. Okay.
So what's the name of the song you're going to sing for
us? The song I guess is called O Faithful Scripture.
O Faithful Scripture.
But don't take that to mean anything. It's not important. All right, so, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, Katie Maloney and Richard Travis.
Long, dark trip down a country road, so many miles from home. Everywhere I go, hear the whistles blow, and it tells you what I know. Heard the grapevine growing through, but I ain't had no time to come back to you. Country porch and sit back and unwind.
Oh, faithful scripture, I would hit you with the back of a shovel.
If ever I thought I'd ever forget the reason for the struggle.
And when in doubt, oh, when in doubt, I'll shout and break the rails.
And make love too sweet out of wine and all that that entails.
Come now, coil my atrophy, my blockages of blues.
The one small thing that breathes inside and tells you I love you.
And when you're worried about your mother and she's coming down.
With some crazy sickness, God is witness, what's this silent sound?
The noise never goes off inside the blue light of her room.
Where she could show you lots of things and tell you where to move.
Child, where love just lies in plain sight.
Walking you and talking you through days you'll have to write.
Down to understand and decide whether it was you or just your life.
And the truth you gave to me that made me see I had short sight. And it's a long dark trip down a country road, so many miles from home. Everywhere I go, hear the whistles blow, and I tells you what I know. I heard the grapevine growing through, but I ain't had time to come back to your country porch and sit back and unwind.
Yeah, all right, Richard Travis and Katie Maloney. That was Richard's song called Faithful Scripture. That's very exciting.
Yes.
So it's quite an experience to come into a radio station and play live on the air. You know, we're really lucky and fortunate to have these kind of musicians available to us. You know, you can go out and hear these people, and it's quite exciting. So Richard?
Yes. I was wondering. Okay, I'm going to do something a tad bit political. And, you know, I don't want us to get letters, but I think, you know, this might just have to be. I feel like I write songs every once in a while that just have a message that's a little bit bigger than me, so I don't think I have a real choice in this matter.
Perfect.
All right. So we got like something like this. The song is called Freedom.
I don't care if you wanna own a gun. I don't care if you've had an abortion. I don't care if you think smoking weed is wrong. You can do your thing, I'm busy writing freedom songs. Give me my freedom. Don't give me no more soldiers in the streets. Give me clothing, give me shelter. Give me clean food to eat. Cause this American dream thing is kinda hard to believe in. When you see hunger in your own little town, and they're poisoning the water supply, Babylon, do y'all want us to die? You fill our heads with noise, and you send 18-year-old boys to napalm infrastructure. I never signed up for this. I thought I was a patriot. I was a patriot, but now give me my freedom. Don't give me no more police in the streets. Give me clothing, give me shelter. Give me clean food to eat. This American dream thing, it's kinda hard to believe in. When you've seen the police beat a man with your eyes, you didn't hear it on the radio, it really changed your life. And you said, so by the way, I said, let's start a Facebook revolution. Let's bring back the barter system. Let's start emulating Mr. Gandhi. Let's stop murdering poor Iraqis. Let's start asking some really tough questions. Like terrorism just doesn't seem like that much of a threat when the only attack on American soil was calculated,
perpetrated,
planned by
you know who.
Bush. Give me my freedom. Don't give me no more soldiers in the streets. Give me clothing, give me shelter, give me
Richard Travis, Freedom. So, you know, you might wonder, you know, music is more than entertainment. And I've heard so many people say, you know, Bob Dylan gives interviews and all the songwriters, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and they're all going, you know, where's the anti-war songs of today? Where's the social, where's the journalistic music of today? Well, you know, Richard Travis exemplifies that, speaking from his heart and saying difficult things in a real straightforward and somewhat humorous way. What a talented man we have here in Richard Travis. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful, it's quite moving to hear your music. An incredible energy here, live from Radio Catskill. You know, it's an incredible thing to give a kind of a platform to artists that want to express things that we don't necessarily hear through a lot of media outlets. And I think, you know, we're fortunate. So I hope you're enjoying the open house today on WJFF. We've got three of our local singer-songwriters with us, Katie Maloney, Stephen Falvel, and we just heard Richard Travis sing his song Freedom. So, Richard, do you have another song that you would share with us?
I do. Do we have time for one more?
We do have time. We do have time. In fact, after Richard sings another song for us, maybe we can take one final trip to Hawaii, a little aloha, to finish up this beautiful sunny afternoon here. You're listening to 90.5 FM, award-winning hydro-powered radio out of Jeffersonville, New York.
Okay. Before we start this one, I just wanted to say a couple things about it. I'm just really grateful for so many reasons. Like, these two musicians that are letting me join them today are kind of like my mentors, and they both helped me to, you know, just let it out. You know what I mean?
Self-expression.
I also feel that it's so important because it's we all share this passion, and we even when, you know, the message is lost on someone, I feel that anytime you put music out into the universe, you are changing the vibration for the better, and I feel like we share that goal. And but, you know, to go on a halfway lighter note, this was one that the three of us actually, with another friend whose name is Matt Madry, kind of just freestyled it, and it was funny, so we're going to just freestyle it.
All right. Okay, they're freestyling it. You know what that means.
And it's, you know, of course.
Now, what do you call this song?
You're going to learn the name of the song in a second. It's a little bit of an introduction I got to talk about here, but let's just talk about, the song is called, well, whatever it's called, but it starts like this. It goes like, hustling, hustling, hustle, hustling, hustling, hustle, hustling, hustling, wait, stop. Okay. Hustlin', hustlin', hustle, hustlin', hustlin', hustle, hustlin', hustlin', wait, stop again, I'm sorry, but hustlin', hustlin', hustle, hustlin', hustlin', hustle, hustlin', hustlin', hustle, stop. Okay. Hustlin', hustlin', hustle, hustlin', hustlin', hustle, yo. For real though, everything's hustlin' for nothing. Hustlin' for nothing. They hustlin' for nothing. They do nothing productive, they tryna change the subject. Everybody's running around in the world trying to get faster, gotta get another boy or a girl who gotta support needs and families that you don't really want, you don't really want, no. Hustle, 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 oh my god, yeah, we hustling, hustling, hustle, hustling, struggling and striving, trying to stay alive, and everyone is looking at me. I'm so paranoid and I don't know what to do. Everybody looks at you, gotta show up to the Joneses. Oh, I'm so scared to meet the Joneses though, cause if they find out that I smoke pot, things could get really weird. Oh my god, they could totally talk to the police. That would be so weird. But meanwhile, I'm in the streets hustling for nothing. Trying to change the subject.
Trying to keep a roof over all the stuff that they don't need. Trying to keep the rain out.
Yeah, they're living like a slave, cause they're trying to keep the rain out. Living like a slave, but they're trying to keep the rain out. Ooh, everyone's in so much pain that they inflict it on themselves anyway. Oh my god.
Hustling, hustling for all those fancy clothing that they don't really need at all.
Hustling for all that clothing that don't really look good on them anyway.
And they're hustling for all that bling bling to bling something to somebody, man.
Yeah, everyone's so impressed by your designer watch. Oh my goodness, you're just like totally hustling for nothing. I'm so
hustling
proud of you.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's so cool. Hustling for nothing. Try to change the subject. Oh yeah.
You're struggling.
Yeah, I'm always grumbling about nothing.
And maybe I'd rather just be snuggling.
Snuggling? Nah. I'd rather be mumbling.
I'd rather be nuzzling.
I'd rather be guzzling beer and escaping from reality. Hustling for guzzling, gasoline and other things. Oh my goodness, don't let them see me. I'm such a loner, such a lone wolf. Oh my goodness, a rebel, rebel without a cause. Oh my god, and I fit all these archetypes. I'm a stereotype, I gotta hustle, yeah. And if there's anything I could, you know, mention in the middle of this song that I'm playing right here on the radio, is that, you know, I'm not really interested in, you know, impressing this, like, non-corporate radio. This is totally for corporate radio, and the most important thing is that
you keep on hustling for nothing. Really important, yo.
Gotta keep busking
for them corporations.
I gotta get a job so that I can afford deodorant, because I need to smell really like something unnatural when I go to work.
Yeah, smell like a chemical formula. Got vanilla in all of my chocolate bars. I need chemicals to make me feel human.
Because when you have a job, you can't smell human, man.
Yeah, when you got a job, you need to shave your facial hair, because men are not supposed to have facial hair. It's really, really important. And you know, like, if you can look like everyone else who graduated with you, that'd be really cool. I need to hustle.
So like a fool, send your kids to school.
Send your kids to school so they can be just like you, all messed up and
cool.
Rude. Yeah. Yeah, and they can be live, too. Ooh, I love learning false history. That's my favorite thing, man. Oh, yeah, George Washington, what a hero. Yeah, it's amazing. Happy 4th of July, everyone. Oh, yeah, here's Richard Travis, and he's just saying things that just aren't so nice about our country. Oh, my goodness, give me my freedom.
Nothing.
Yeah, why are you so destructive? Why don't you start thinking constructive? No, wait, don't do that. You gotta keep on hustling for nothing. Gotta keep on hustling for nothing. And we hustling. Wait, stop. Hustling. I'm not sure about myself. Wait, stop.
20% more nothing in your English muffins.
Yeah, that's right. You gotta be hustling for them 20% more nooks and crannies in your muffins.
They cost more, man, all those extra nooks and crannies.
Yeah, you gotta pay extra for that little bit of nothing. And we hustling. Yeah, we hustling for nothing.
All right. So, you know, I guess the title of that song, I don't know, Hustling for Nothing, that could be it. I mean, you know, record executives say that if you don't know the title of a song within the first 20 seconds of a song, that you have not delivered a pop hit. So I think that he has completely delivered a 100% commercially viable pop hit. All right. So WJFF Open House. I'm Kathy Geary. It's a pleasure to host the show with you. I hope that you've enjoyed getting to know these musicians here in our area. Katie Maloney, Stephen Fowell, and Richard Travis today. The confluence of the artists here is called 3 o'clock parade. So, you know, we just have a couple more minutes here in the show, and if perhaps you want to play a little bit of another song as we say goodbye to our audience here. Coming up on WJFF, we have The Splendid Table, followed by All Things Considered. So stay tuned.
Maybe we can bring the vibe back down.
Oh, you want to? Well, we get to move
around.
Chaos here in the studio.
Good, I said you're so good, and it's not a surprise.
Nobody goes home with you.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Fat Lady Cafe, lunch and dinner on the waterfront in Conneaugh Lake, New York.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W2.